value in comparing Eden and Gethsemane, January 18. As by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. The life of Christ is to be carefully meditated upon, and to be constantly studied with a desire to understand the reason he had to come at all. We can form our conclusions only by searching the Scriptures as Christ has enjoined upon us to do, for he says, "They testify of me." We may find by searching the Word the virtues of obedience in contrast with the sinfulness of disobedience. As by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. The Garden of Eden, with its foul blot of disobedience, is to be carefully studied and compared with the Garden of Gethsemane, where the world's Redeemer suffered superhuman agony when the sins of the whole world were rolled upon him. Listen to the prayer of the only begotten Son of God, "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless not as I will, but as thou wilt." And the second time he prayed saying, "O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." And the third time he prayed saying the same words. It was here the mysterious cup trembled in the hands of the Son of God. Shall he wipe the bloody sweat from his agonized countenance and let the human race go? The wail, wretchedness, and ruin of a lost world rolls up its horrible picture before him. And being in an agony he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. The conflict is ended. Jesus consents to honor his Father by doing his will and bearing his curse, the consequence of humanity's transgression. He was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Here was what was involved in Adam's disobedience and what the obedience of the Son of God means to us. The happiness of human beings is in their obedience to the laws of God. In their obedience to God's law they are surrounded as with a hedge and kept from the evil. No one can be happy and depart from God's specified requirements, and set up a standard of their own, which they decide they can safely follow.